Philippians chapter 3. Now I know why God had Stephanie to come. She said just about everything needs to be said, but I'm going to give you a couple verses that God's put on our heart. But the main thing I want you to see is a changed life. You can't have Christ without a changed life. If you're telling people you have Jesus and your life ain't changed, that's not Jesus. Jesus won't leave you the same. You'll have a profession and not possession. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear it. Make sure you hear it right. You'll have a profession and not possession. What I mean is, when you don't have a profession, then he has possession. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a profession of faith, but he possesses me. Amen? I'm not talking about you have Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus having you. It's different. Because when you get a hold of him, see, there's a little woman in the Bible that had an issue of blood. She reached out and touched Jesus. Well, she touched the hem of her garment. He touched her in the deepest part of her hurt. Amen? That's how God works. You think you're grabbing a hold of him, and he's getting a hold of you. And if that hadn't happened, stop fooling around. Stop wasting time. Stop telling people dates and places. Because I'll be honest with you, I got saved August 28 of 04. And the reason I know I got saved is because the next day I was a totally different person. And from that day forward, I've been changing. If you ain't changing, you should check up. If I gave you enough time to find Philippians chapter 3. If you're wondering how we're standing this morning, we're standing because of Jesus. Amen. That's it. Anything else, I'm a wreck. Amen? I've been a wreck off and on all day, 30 minutes at a time. This 30 minutes, I'm hoping I'll make it through. Amen? You pray for me and my brother. Amen? Pray for my brother. It's good to have him with me. I love you. Whew. God's an orchestrating God. Golly, he knew this day was coming, and he just wove it right in there. Man. Yeah, he is. Golly, Bob. Yes. God help him. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. This sums up the whole chapter 3. When you can't do anything else, when you can't do anything else, rejoice in the Lord. When you can't do good and you can't do bad, when you're having your best day and your worst day, you can rejoice in the Lord. Paul said there's times in this same book, he said, I have learned how to be abased and I've learned how to abound. He said, I've learned how to do well and I've learned how to do good and I've learned how to do better. He said, Christ, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's because, guess what? God is found at the bottom and the top, at the beginning and the end. He is good all the time. Amen? He's not just good to you when everything's going well. He's not just good to you when everything's in the valley, when everything's going against you. He's good all the time. Amen. He's good all the time. When I got right down there next to Peyton a second ago, I said, son, what do you need? He said, God is good. God is good. Listen, I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to do in my life. When things are doing real great and when things are real bad, I do the same things. I pray, I preach, I sing, I love Jesus because that's all I know to do. Somebody said, what are you going to do today? I said, the only thing I know to do. Only thing, since I've been born again, the only thing I know to do is come to Christ. What else is there? I can't rejoice in anything else. I can't find no peace in anything else. I've tried. I've looked. I've searched. But I found out that Christ is there when I need Him most. When I have it all and when I have nothing. He told them not to rejoice in how good you are. And don't rejoice in how good the world is. Rejoice in Jesus alone. Whew. Verse 2, he says, beware of dogs. Peyton, you got to say something, son. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Tell him, son. Saw some. Scott, come get a song.